It's your new way to get up.
Good morning.
This is Clarence M.
And Claire, we'll be talking about it later, but I am doing the F45 8-week challenge with my gym buddy Aaron.
Feeling okay today?
Feeling a little bit exhausted, but not too bad.
Okay, cool.
But what makes me feel a bit uneasy is the fact that, especially for the first 2 weeks, it's a detox, which means abstaining from alcohol.
Ooh, okay. So, and I know this is something that we've spoken about already, but you like to have just a cheeky beer every night. And that's no longer for the next 2 weeks.
No longer. However, I have evidence to support continuing drinking.
Of course you do.
Very reliable evidence. Now, it's not to do with beer, but it is to do with wine. So apparently a glass of red wine or maybe even two before bed is just as good as an hour in the gym.
Oh, is it now?
I've exaggerated that point slightly.
Is it now?
It works the same way.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So,
why did scientists not figure this one out years ago?
According to the University of Alberta in Canada, also Washington University, and even Harvard, respect that. You're scaring me now. What are you doing? There's a compound called resveratrol. Resveratrol.
They use it in face products.
Do they?
Yeah.
Gee whiz. So it's also a compound that's found in red wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's similar to those we get from exercising. Why are you typing? What are you doing? You're
nothing.
About to rebuttal me, aren't you?
No, just keep going.
So what it does, it acts actually to prevent fat cells from gaining more fat.
Yeah, right.
So apparently the calories from the wine will help also stave off those, you know, late night snack cravings or extra food that you want to eat, which is obviously probably one of the easiest ways to pile on weight, because you know how they say don't eat after 8 o'clock, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Don't eat any fatty foods in the evening, stuff like that. So this is reliable as hell too, because over 20,000 people took part in the Harvard weight gain study. 20,000 people. And surprisingly, the news was not good for those who didn't drink. Now, imagine doing the study, not drinking, and then putting on weight. That would suck.
Okay, so I feel like there are probably a lot more elements here that you're just not talking about. Like, did these people who didn't drink exercise? Were they just sitting on their bums all day? Were they eating really bad food compared to other people?
There was a 48-page document, and I read it all.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
48 words.
Now, look, I haven't actually listened to this, so this could be interesting, but I am trying to say this.
President-elect, go ahead. President-elect, go ahead. Since you are attacking our news organization, can you give us a chance?
Your organization
You are attacking
terrible.
Our news organization. No. Your organization.
What are we talking about?
Sir,
I was just trying to get him to say fake news to you.
Oh, sorry. Good effort. But anyway, my point is still there. Have a glass of vino before bed. Riverina has you covered. Bottoms up. Cheers.
Oh, Sam.
Listen up.
This is Claire and Sam.
One of my favourite bands of all time has tickets on sale for a Sydney show in February. They went on pre-sale technically yesterday.
There's probably people out there going, trying to work out who it is. No one will get it.
It's not Pink, okay? But this is my second favourite artist/band in the world.
It's embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing at all. It's these guys.
Look at this photograph.
Good old Nickelback.
Every time I do it makes me laugh.
I love these guys. So my first ever standing general admission concert was Nickelback.
Why? Were you forced to go?
No.
Blink twice if you were in trouble.
Sam, I love them, right?
Yeah, why?
Because they're amazing.
No, they're not.
Okay, there's two minds, right? You either love them or you hate them. I don't understand why you hate them, though. I don't get where that divide happens.
There's no divide. It's all one way, mate. It's 90%
no, it's not.
Hate, 10% love.
Well, I'm in that 10% then, I guess.
They're just nothing. It's just boring.
Oh, okay.
It's repetitive.
I'll remind you that when you tell me about sport next. How is that not repetitive?
I'm just staring at
me right now.
I'm not having an argument.
Anyway, so Nickelback, I got an email on Friday last week saying they're coming to Australia.
I'm surprised I didn't email them you directly because they've got so few fans.
They as in like Nickelback
personal,
himself.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
G'day, it's
you're
Jerry
funny.
From Nickelback.
Well, I was super duper excited when I got this email because I was like, yes, they're coming to Australia. I try calling my best friend like 10 times, no answer. I sent her one Facebook message that just said in capitals, Nickelback is coming. Instant reply. I was like, right, now you're going to answer your phone, okay?
Yes. You are excited about this, by the way.
Honestly, I love it.
Can we turn that fader down? It's hurting my ears. I'm kidding. You can leave it up. Leave it up. Leave it up.
Okay, but the thing is, right, they told us that they were coming on Friday. Tickets went on sale for Nickelback fans yesterday.
What's wrong?
4 days to organise money for tickets. You're kidding me.
You got 4 days. You had 4 days.
I know. I get that. But you don't get paid every 4 days, do you?
How much are the tickets?
Well, no one tells you these things, right? You can't find out ticket prices till they're actually released. So I couldn't buy any yesterday, but I found out the ticket prices this morning. So if I want my general admission standing, I'm looking at $160.
Cool. Happy Sam. 3 times the limit. Good luck getting that across the line.
$160.
Hope he's awake. Does he know about this?
Well, yeah, of course he does.
Does he like Nickelback?
No, but his best mate does. So maybe this could work in my advantage. I can be like, you can catch up with your best mate and come with me.
Oh, I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say you were going to use his best mate to tell him to allow you the money.
But no, but this way.
I never listen to my best mate.
This way, it means that Sam gets to come to the concert too.
But he doesn't like Nickelback.
Okay. He gets to see his best mate.
I'd still rather not see my best mate and go to Nickelback than go to Nickelback.
This is how much I love them, right? I went to TAFE in Sydney when I was younger, and we had
I hope you weren't older.
We had this final dinner, right? It was like a dinner to say goodbye to everyone because we probably wouldn't see each other again.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to be going. I'd gotten ready. I was about half an hour from leaving. Best friend calls me. She's like, someone's pulled out. I have a Nickelback ticket.
And you did the right thing and went with your TAFE mates.
Nope. I called them up and I was like, I'm really sorry, but this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
You dog!
So it was really nice to meet you all, but bye.
Claire! That is shocking! It makes it so much worse knowing it was Nickelback that you'd pull that stunt on.
I'm going to start a GoFundMe, I think.
No!
Best way to do it. GoFundMe for sure.
This is Clarence M. Let's go!
Hit 99.7, you got to get up. You got to get up. You're getting up with Clarence.
If you just tuned in, get up now. It's 6:42. You're late for work.
Oh, you're getting up with Claire and Sam this morning.
No, I like. You got to get up. You got to get up with Claire and Sam. There's no other option.
Yeah, no, that's it.
It's like we're in a communist state now, suddenly.
Okay, well, that was a bit further than I was going, but sure.
You said they've got to get up with us. They don't have to, Claire. How
dare
you?
I was thinking about you and you had to, like, actually open your eyes.
I did just put eye drops in.
Yeah.
And I was laying down.
My brain is not fully functional yet, okay?
Hey.
Yes.
Let's move on. If you drive a car.
Speaking of unfully functional brains.
Yes. If you drive a car, Claire, you should listen to this alarming figure. And I know you drive a car. I've seen you drive it before.
Yes. Yes, I do drive a car.
Vroom, vroom. How's this, though? Australian drivers, us Aussie drivers, are apparently distracted for 45% of the time we're behind a wheel. That is almost half the journey we are distracted. And this is good evidence. This is good. This is after hundreds of drivers in New South Wales and Victoria were filmed inside their vehicles.
Yeah, right.
Now, this was done over 2 million kilometres, or nearly 2 million kilometres, sorry. 380 New South Wales and Victorian country and city drivers.
Okay.
Almost 2 million trips, 2 million kilometres done. So, it's legit. It is pretty, like, I respect these guys.
Yeah.
It was $5 million. It was done by the Australian Naturalistic Driving Study.
Oh, yeah. I know them.
Ants. You got ants in your pants. So what happened was they found that every 96 seconds, a driver was usually distracted by something other than the road ahead.
Which makes sense if you think about it. Like, and
distractions can be anything.
Yeah. And if you think about it, other cars are distractions at times.
Other cars, it can be as little as adjusting your seatbelt or pressing buttons on your radio, stuff like that. They're all distractions, technically.
Yeah, okay.
Looking, turning around to see what's going on in the back seat if you've got kids.
Yes.
6% of these non-driving tasks captured on video actually resulted in near misses.
Oh, wow.
It's not big, but it's still 6%.
That's
6%.
That's still pretty big.
Out of 200,000 trips, that's a lot of trips. So they found that drivers started braking sharply. They had to swerve to the next lane. They forgot to indicate. And this is all legitimate because these are cameras that they've volunteered in their car. Now, there was no chance you could get involved in any criminal issues with that type of stuff. But it did find that obviously we were so preoccupied half the time with our journey. Also shocking parts were talking on a phone. It's mm-hmm. quite obvious. Personal hygiene was a big one.
What?
People were spending up to at least a minute or more doing whatever, like makeup.
Yeah, I've seen people do makeup.
Stuff like that.
Can you not wait until you stop? Like, why do you have to do your mascara?
Exactly. And out of these 380 drivers, guess what the percentage of drivers who actually did nothing but focus on the road for the whole trip?
What?
5%. So 95% were at least distracted once. 5% of drivers were not distracted at all throughout these trips. But I want to leave with a thought. This got me confused a bit. Because
of course it did.
Are we not distracted by external objects outside of our control, such as speed signs and billboards? They're all allowed by our government.
Yeah, completely agree. Billboards, especially in Sydney, and they change as well now. They're digital ones, and change on you, and you're like, oh, what was that?
New one on the Sydney Opera House the other day. Touchy subject.
I think there's one person who gets more distracted than anyone else in this world.
Who that?
There's a fire truck outside.
Oh, no, there's not.
Listen up. This is Claire and Sam.
And Sam, I want to talk about sick days.
Yes, I would love to have one.
So would I, but it's not going to happen.
Oh, damn it, okay.
The thing about sick days, right, is it's one of those things where you're either really sick or you're not too sick. And depending
on fully sick.
Oh, yeah. Depending on the job you're in, depends on how easy it is to take that sick day as well.
Yeah.
Like, are you just someone in a call center where it's like, oh, well, if you take a sick day, too bad? Or like us,
someone
where
can fill your position.
Yeah.
Whereas here, there's more responsibility shared if you can't make it.
Yeah, I feel bad if I take a sick day because I know you have to take the brunt of everything else.
Yep.
I thought that was bad, right, about taking a sick day. But there's actually another job where if you take a sick day, you could be affecting more than just one or two people. You could be affecting thousands.
Thousands?
By taking one sick day, yeah.
So it's got anything to do with it? That was nothing.
And this has actually happened.
Okay.
Where it's affected thousands of people.
Right.
An airport controller.
Oh, that's not where I was going.
An airport controller has called in sick. Actually, two of them on the same day.
No. Okay. What's worse than one airport controller calling in sick? It's clearly two.
Now, because these two people called in sick, it meant that there were 26 outbound domestic flights over the weekend that were cancelled.
No.
Yep. And another 3 flights at minimum were delayed.
Wow. That's
I thought it was bad when I was leaving, just like everything to you, I feel sorry and guilty.
Imagine how angry all these people
were. Oh, could you
be.
Imagine? Yes. Now, of course, everyone's taken to social media about it all as well. Now, the air traffic control room have responded, though, and said, look, we had to cancel some flights because we want to make sure that everyone's safe.
Yeah, that's
completely understand from a safety standpoint. Yeah. I also see from the customer's point. If I've booked a flight and I need to be somewhere and you cancel it, I'm going to be angry.
Especially if there's connecting air flights, airplanes,
absolutely.
And other spots, yeah.
Yeah. So this is some of the stuff that people said, though, on social media. So Qantas was affected, right? And Qantas customers, they pay a premium, they expect a premium.
Yep.
So there was one person who said that him and his wife had been dumped by their airline because of the delays. He said, we were meant to be flying home from Brisbane. It's just ignorant and lack of respect from staff that gets me.
Oh, so this happened in Brisbane?
Well, no. As in, like, he was obviously, this is in Sydney.
Oh, Sydney, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So he was obviously in Sydney, supposed to be flying home from Brisbane, so connecting flight like you were talking about. And then they got cancelled half an hour before boarding. All they got in return, though, and this is what annoys people, $8 food vouchers.
$8.
To share between 13 people.
You should be able to go to Nobu and have a nice teppanyaki or something. You can't put $8. That won't even get you a meal at Hungry Jack's or McDonald's.
No. How ridiculous is that?
That is ridiculous.
And
I hope those sick people feel guilty. No, I'm kidding. That's
for the
$8. The air traffic controllers. Let the team down. That feeling, that weight on their shoulders, though, that would suck.
Oh, absolutely.
Give them a day off.
Let's be honest, though. Obviously, no flights left here on Saturday.
Why is that?
Rex is always the bottom of the list at Sydney.
Of course. This is Clarence M. Let's go! And Claire, history was made yesterday.
Oh, yeah. History, hey?
History was made at F45 training in Griffith.
Okay. What happened?
It was the day one of the 8-week challenge, but this It's more than that, Claire. There's more than that. Me and my gym buddy, yeah. Aaron.
Yeah, so you do have a gym buddy. You are doing the 8-week challenge.
We are doing the 8-week challenge, and yesterday was the first day of the 8 weeks. Yesterday started the diet, mm-hmm. which I've stuck to.
Oh, yeah.
loosely. And obviously our first 45 minutes of training.
Yes. Now, how many times a week are you doing the 45-minute sessions?
Now, they want you to do 3 to 5.
Okay.
So we're going to do, Aaron and I are going to do 3 together.
Mm-hmm.
And if we want to do in our own time, do an extra one if
okay,
it suits.
Okay, cool.
And yesterday was cardio.
Mm-hmm.
So how it works is Monday, Wednesday, Friday is a cardio. Tuesday, Thursday is a strength.
Yep.
And then Saturdays are a bit of a mix of the two.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Saturday mornings will not be getting up at 7 a.m. though.
So is that the only session on Saturday?
I think there's one at 8:30 or something.
Well, that's perfect.
Nah. Monday to Friday is good for me.
Okay.
But as I said, we did our first training session yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play you a bit of audio, and in this piece of audio, as I mentioned before, history was made.
Okay, well, let's have a listen.
All right, timestamp, 8th of October, it's 5:30. Aaron and I have just finished our first F45 session. How pumped were you, mate?
Very pumped.
Now, honestly, how'd you go?
Dead, absolutely dead.
Did you finish the 45 minutes?
I don't even think I got a third of the way through.
It's a good benchmark, though. Good benchmark to improve.
Yeah, good start.
And we spoke to Bree. Bree's our trainer. How'd we go?
Average.
Oh, what?
Nah, you do.
I actually got through it. I'm actually quite surprised. I feel better than I did last time. So at least you can improve.
Yeah.
And you were saying to us before that this is the first time it's been a whole minute per exercise.
Yeah,
history.
Definitely the first time. So no one's ever done that before here. So I think you did pretty well for that.
High five. We can only get better.
Yep.
Now let the clean eating begin.
Hang on,
did
so
you
Sam,
hear what personal trainer Bree just said?
So doing a minute of exercise.
Yes.
Was
not
first?
A minute for the whole thing.
Okay.
A minute per exercise doing the circuit.
So what do they normally do?
She said between 20 and 45 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's quite hard. Can you come along to one training?
Yeah, sure, of course.
To do a minute exercise, then you get a 30-second break, and then you're doing a minute exercise, 30-second break, minute exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that for 25 minutes or so in terms of each exercise.
Yeah.
It is bloody difficult.
Oh, it would be.
I pulled up. My bottom is really sore. My groins are painful. It's all around that area for some reason.
Your groins. Do you have more than one?
Yeah, one either side. Is that how it works? Or is it just groin?
It's just a groin.
Just a groin. Just one groin. Okay, dokie then. There you go. But no, it was difficult, but it did feel good to finish it. And Aaron did admit on that tape just then that he only finished 15 minutes.
Look,
but he's committed. He's going to be killing it by the end of the 8 weeks.
I honestly reckon I'd probably be a better match for Aaron because I'd be about the same. 15 minutes, I reckon, and I would be done.
Well, I know what you got to do now. You don't hit it too hard at the start.
Okay.
You got to pace yourself because by the end of it, you want to be burning hard. You want to be feeling it. You don't want to cark it too early.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, when's your next training session?
Today at 4:30.
Okay. Well, I might come along and watch. Don't know if I'll participate, but I'll watch.
It's strength. You don't want to see me trying to lose weight.
Actually, I really do. No, I'll see you this afternoon.
Come to cardio tomorrow, mate.
Listen up.
This is Claire and Sam.
Claire, as we all know, this is Mental Health Week.
Mm-hmm.
And Mental Health Day is actually tomorrow on the 10th of October.
Yeah, right.
And we are lucky enough to be joined by Zoe Evans. She's the regional manager for Wellways Murrumbidgee.
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually on a cycle at the moment. How are you, Zoe?
Yeah, good, thank you. Going great.
That's good.
What's this cycle all about?
Yeah, so this cycle we've named Break the Cycle, Share the Journey. It's a cycle with about 20 Wellway staff, students from Coringle High School.
Oh, wow.
And some like-minded community members to help raise awareness about mental health and suicide prevention around the Murrumbidgee.
Cool.
So where exactly are you travelling to?
So, finishing off today in Cootamundra, then on to West Wylong, Lake Cajeligo, Griffith, and finishing in Hay on Friday.
Whoa, that's
wow.
A lot of Ks under the belts.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all up it'll be about 593, not that we're counting, kilometres.
And so are you catching up with people along the way as well?
Yeah, look, we're really blessed. We're running some information evenings at night. So one tonight in Lake Jellygo and then in Griffith on Thursday. And we're also really lucky. We have the local police joining us with riding into some towns.
Right. Well, fantastic.
Yeah, look, we're really excited about that. And also some community members from Lake Jellygo are riding out to West Wyalong to ride in with us on Wednesday morning.
Now, let's talk about the event that's happening in Griffith on Thursday night. Now, I understand more than 3,000 Australian lives are cut short or were cut short by suicide last year.
Wow.
What is the Thursday evening all about?
Yeah, so Thursday evening's just an opportunity to come together and hear from people who have lived experience of having attempted suicide, and I guess the things that they have found helped them with their recovery.
Yeah,
so,
great.
Pat Lawson, who's one of our team members, will be sharing his experience.
Great.
And then the three boys from Coringle High School will be doing a brief talk. They're a little bit out of their comfort zone.
But
they'll be doing a brief talk on, you know, the things that they think are really important when it comes to helping mates at school around, you know, mental health and general well-being.
Fantastic.
And that is Griffith City Library. It's going to be happening there at 6 p.m. on Thursday.
That's right, correct.
And can anyone head along to that?
Yeah, it's a free event. We encourage anybody to come along. It's just for an hour. We'll have some of the riders there sort of for a bit of meet and greet. And, yeah, just a bit of an overall, you know, short, sweet presentation, but just an opportunity to catch up and hear firsthand from people that experience these things every day, you know, things that help keep them mentally well and strong.
Yeah.
I like it. And it seems very informal, so it'll be good for everyone to get along. Zoe Evans, Regional Manager for Wellways, Murrumbidgee. Thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck
Fabulous.
On the rest
Thank
of the ride.
Yeah, no
Cheers.
Problem.
And hopefully Thursday night goes well.
Yes, thanks so much.
And don't forget, if you need help, you can always call Lifeline on 13 11 14.
This is Clarence M. Let's go!
And Sam, I want to talk about sick days.
Yes, I would love to have one.
So would I, but it's not going to happen.
Damn it, sucker.
The thing about sick days, right, is it's one of those things where you're either really sick or you're not too sick. And depending
on fully sick.
Oh, yeah. Depending on the job you're in depends on how easy it is to take that sick day as well.
Yeah.
Like, are you just someone in a call center where it's like, oh, well, if you take a sick day, too bad? Or like us,
someone
where
someone can fill your position.
Yeah.
Whereas here, there's more responsibility shared if you can't make it.
Yeah, I feel bad if I take a sick day because I know you have to take the brunt of everything else.
Yep.
I thought that was bad, right, about taking a sick day. But there's actually another job where if you take a sick day, you could be affecting more than just one or two people. You could be affecting thousands.
Thousands?
By taking one sick day, yeah.
So it's got anything to do with it? That was nothing.
And this has actually happened.
Okay.
Where it's affected thousands of people.
Right.
An airport controller.
Oh, that's not where I was going.
An airport controller has called in sick. Actually, two of them on the same day.
No. Okay. What's worse than one airport controller calling in sick? It's clearly two.
Now, because these two people called in sick, it meant that there were 26 outbound domestic flights over the weekend that were cancelled.
No.
Yeah. And another three flights at minimum were delayed.
Wow. That's
I thought
a
it was
lot
bad
of
when I was leaving, just like everything to you, I feel sorry and guilty.
Imagine how angry all these people
were. Oh, could you
be.
Imagine?
Yes.
Now, of course, everyone's taken to social media about it all as well. Now, the air traffic control room have responded, though, and said, look, we had to cancel some flights because we want to make sure that everyone's safe.
Yeah, that's
completely understand from a safety
priority,
standpoint.
Yeah.
I also see from the customer's point. If I've booked a flight and I need to be somewhere and you cancel it, I'm going to be angry.
Especially if there's like connecting air flights, airplanes,
absolutely.
And other spots, yeah.
Yeah. So this is some of the stuff that people said, though, on social media. So Qantas was affected, right? And Qantas customers, they pay a premium, they expect a premium.
Yep.
So there was one person who said that him and his wife had been dumped by their airline because of the delays. He said, we were meant to be flying home from Brisbane. It's just ignorant and lack of respect from staff that gets me.
Oh, so this happened in Brisbane?
Well, no, as in, like, he was obviously, this is in Sydney.
Oh, Sydney, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So he was obviously in Sydney, supposed to be flying home from Brisbane, so connecting flight, like you were talking about.
Got it.
and then they got cancelled half an hour before boarding. All they got in return, though, and this is what annoys people, $8 food vouchers.
$8.
To share between 13 people.
You should be able to go to Nobu and have a nice teppanyaki or something. You can't put $8. That won't even get you a meal at Hungry Jack's or McDonald's.
No. No, how ridiculous is that?
That is ridiculous.
And
I hope those sick people feel guilty. No, I'm kidding. That's
for the
$8.
Sad.
The air traffic controllers. Let the team down. That feeling, that weight on their shoulders, though, that would suck.
Oh, absolutely.
Give them a day off.
Let's be honest, though. Obviously, no flights left here on Saturday.
Why is that?
Rex is always the bottom of the list at Sydney.
Of course.
Listen up. This is Claire and Sam.
Claire, we all know what's coming up. It is the Griffith Springfest 2018.
Yes.
And we've got a very special guest going to be visiting very soon. It is Ambassador and Better Homes and Gardens superstar Jason Hodges. How
hey,
are
Jason.
You, Jason?
I always wanted to be an ambassador, but I thought it'd be like Washington or maybe London. but Griffith's right up there.
Little old Griffith is what you got.
I reckon it trumps Washington, if you know what I mean. Good pun.
Well, traffic's better.
Yeah, that is for sure.
Right. Now, you're joining us from Thursday, aren't you, Jason?
Yeah, I'm coming down Thursday, then officially doing stuff Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Just doing some workshops, going to some community groups and then around the parks in the area and, really looking forward to it.
Awesome. So what kind of workshops can we expect when you get here?
Well, I'm like a lazy gardener, if you know what I mean. Like, so I love my garden and I love everything about it, but if there's an easy way to do it, I've studied it and worked out how to do it the easiest way. So if you're a dead keen gardener, I might show you how to do something easier. And if you're a black thumb, well, I can encourage you to just take baby steps and do a few little things around the place, whether it's just having a weed-free lawn. That improves your kid's life. Growing a few herbs and veggies. Like veggies, people come up to me every day and say, oh, I want to have a veggie garden. I go, okay, what have you had before? Nothing. All right, why don't we start with half a dozen herbs that are like weeds?
Yeah.
So grow things like basil and mint and parsley and coriander.
Oh, mate, that sounds great.
They're all quite expensive to buy in tiny little bunches at the fruit and veggie shop or the big supermarket. But you can put a seedling in the ground that costs you maybe 30 or 40 cents, and you'll get food off it for spring and summer through to the next autumn. So,
well, Jason, on that note, I actually bought myself some basil from Woolworths about 3 months ago, and it came with like the base still attached to it.
Nice.
And so I thought I'd be a cheapskate and planted it. It's kind of still alive, but I do have a question for you. Am I supposed to water it, or do I just like let it do its thing?
Everything, even the hardiest native plant, will need love and care to get established.
Okay.
So,
because it's kind of alive, it's half dead, but it's kind of alive.
Kind of alive. I could imagine it now. There's a few yellow leaves. It's not really standing up straight, but it's still alive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So if you gave that a glass of water every day for the next 2 weeks, I guarantee you basil will double in size. And if you've got a little bit of nutrients on it, whether it be the coffee grinds from the local coffee shop.
I have some sea salt at home.
Yeah. Some what?
Sea salt.
Sea salt's like taking a Barocca. It's not bad. It's okay. So it gives it a jump start for a new plant. That's good. I use a product called Charlie Carp, which gets the carp out of the Murray and turns it into a fertilizer. So you're helping the environment and you're feeding your garden at the same time. But, yeah, any kind of nutrients, coffee grinds, which, you know, unfortunately at home most people use those little pods. But if you've got a little Stanley knife, just cut the lid off them and tap them out. Put them around the base of your plant it makes a world of difference. Yeah.
Cool.
Did not know coffee was a thing. Okay, cool.
Jason, I think you might have a little hanger-oner for the next few days.
I may be following you around.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
No, wrong demographic. You've either got to be 70 or 7 to follow me around. My dad said to me, my 84-year-old dad said to me, I met an old bird today. She thinks you're the ant's pants. I said, how old? Oh, she'd have to be 60.
That's rich coming from an 84-year-old. Love it.
Yeah.
Hey, mate, we can't wait to see you here. Yeah. Obviously, you'll be at the Lynx launch party on Friday night too, so I'm sure you'll have a few people coming to say good day there and throughout all of Friday, Saturday and Sunday. You're staying at our boss's house, Jason, so that's great. You guys go way back.
You said it was really nice house. Well, by the end of the weekend, you know, it'll be trash. So Actually, his address is, we're having a party on Friday night.
Done.
Come over to Ozzy's house. So it's a demolition party.
Okay.
He'll love
demolition
it.
Demolition party.
Knock
love it.
The wall down. Yeah.
Cool. Let's do it. They haven't just renovated the whole thing. Perfect.
My invitation just got revoked.
Probably. Well, Jason, we can't wait to see you around Griffith this weekend. Make sure you pop down to the Lynx launch party or have a look on the Springfest website for all the details as to where Jason will be.
So much happening.
Bring back the Orange Festival.
Leading Edge Computers presents Tech Tuesday,
where you always get switched on service.
Glenn from Leading Edge Computers joins us right now to tell us all the latest tech goss. Hey, Glenn, how are you?
Hey, guys, good morning.
Hey, mate, what's coming out? What's news at the moment?
Okay, so we have some new tech news.
Ooh.
The Californian government has just passed a law banning default passwords, such as admin, password, and 123456 in all new consumer electronics, starting in 2020.
How do you ban that?
I'm not sure, but quite smart.
Yeah.
Every new gadget built in California, including routers and smart home devices, will have to come with reasonable security features out of the box, including a password unique to each device.
Hmm.
The reason for this new law is to improve device security, as there have been hacking attacks on certain devices, causing data breaches for the owners of those devices.
Yeah.
This is a great new law and is a small step in reducing the number of malicious software attacks experienced by home users. Hopefully the law will extend to other parts of the world as well.
Yeah, well, I know, for instance, when I got like my modem, my internet modem, it came with like a unique password, because I've got about 5 modems from the same company and they've all got different passwords.
Yeah.
So it's good to see they're following those footsteps.
Do you leave them as is or do you change them?
I'm too lazy.
Okay,
so yes.
It's too complicated. I always change them to something more simple.
Yeah, if you're not sure how to change those passwords, because they usually are admin and admin.
Yeah.
But yeah, come and visit us in store or give us a call and we can help reset those for you.
Awesome. Now, speaking of password security, you got a bit of trivia for us.
Yeah, a little tech trivia today.
Love it.
Okay, so the subject is the most common passwords. So, Claire and Sam.
Alrighty.
Question number one. What do you think the number one most common password is?
Skaterboy73.
Password.
Password. I probably got...
good guess.
Do I need to go something different?
Well, it's definitely not Skaterboy73.
Okay.
But know what your password is. It is 123456.
Okay.
Is it seriously?
1 to 6.
Yeah.
Wow. Right.
I thought you had to have letters in passwords.
Well, most probably...
No numbers.
But
of course.
You gotta have 8 letter, don't you?
A lot of new passwords now rely on a capital and
a symbol.
Symbol, yeah. Okay, number two. How many of the top 10 passwords are made up of just numbers?
So, like the first one, I'll say
three.
Yeah, I'll go 4.
6.
Oh, wow.
Basically,
really?
All variations of 123456.
Right.
Of course, why not?
So, people aren't stepping outside the box too much. All right, and the last one. So, number 3, can you guess some other common passwords?
Password 1234. Is that on there?
No.
Welcome.
But you did have the other one. You said your very first guess.
Oh, password?
Yeah.
Is welcome on there?
Yes.
Oy!
Really?
Every time we start here, if anyone hacks our company, we all start with welcome.
Do we?
I did.
I think they'll be changing now.
I don't know if I did. Yeah. Okay, I reckon another one would have to be admin, I guess.
No.
Really?
What are a couple of other ones?
Well, okay, so there's football.
Yeah.
Football?
That's a weird one. QWERTY. So the first few letters on a keyboard.
Yeah.
Slack, love it.
Princess, login, and password with a 0 rather than an O. If you're using any of these passwords, please change them immediately.
Fair enough.
We'll post some tips on our Facebook page later today to give you some tips on creating strong passwords.
Awesome.
And what is happening at Leading Edge Computers this week?
Okay, so we have some fantastic specials this week. We have 20% off the Beats Your Beat headphones.
Cool.
This is for both the 3.5mm and Lightning connectors models.
Cool.
So great time to start thinking about Christmas gifts.
Yeah, it's just around the corner.
Yeah, and we also have 20% off those Toll Bluetooth trackers.
They're awesome.
So these cool little devices can help you find your keys or other valuable objects using an app on your phone.
That's cool.
And just remember, we also have ZipPay, so you can buy it now and pay for it later.
Who doesn't love that?
Mm-hmm.
Love ZipPay. So for these great deals and the best range of computers in Griffith, come in and see us at Leading Edge Computers. We're in the top block, Banner Avenue, Griffith.
Awesome. Thanks, Glenn.
Cheers, Glenn.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Claire and Sam.
Weekday mornings from 6.
Hit 99.7.